Well, I want to thank you folks for joining us for this Good Friday service that we have. I want to share just a few thoughts with you for a few minutes. And I want to start off with a question. How do you know what something is worth? How do you know what its value is? Well, there's a pretty well-known saying that says that you can tell the value of something by what a willing buyer is willing to pay for it. So as an example for that, I was looking for visual aids for this evening, and I stopped by the local drugstore, and you guys know I have a little bit of an affection for Snickers. And I wanted to have this in here and just ask the question, you know, what is this worth? What is its value? And to my estimation, you know, 50, 75 cents or something like that. Well, imagine my surprise when I stop in the store and this thing's $1.19. Okay, that's a wee bit more than I would value this at. But I needed it for today, so I was willing to pay for it, and that now is its new value, is $1.19. Or something maybe a little bit different. What would you say would be the value of this in today's current environment? You know, this is the sort of thing where I'm starting to think I might need to have an armed guard escorting me back out to my car if I try to make it home with this. These things are getting to be kind of valuable right now. And no, I won't give you my address. We'll put that back and hide that because I don't want our help here to run off with it. The way that you can tell what something is worth is what people are willing to pay. So the question I have for you is, what are you worth? What is your value? Well, we can use the same criteria to help determine that. What price was willing to be paid for you? And Scripture testifies about that in a lot of different places. And I've just pulled out three places for us to consider. In 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, it says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought for a price, or bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." There was a price paid for you. There was a price. Someone paid for you. Well, who's that someone and what was the price? In Isaiah 53, verse 5, it says that he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. He was crushed for our iniquities. He was pierced for our transgressions. Who is it that paid the price for us? Christ did on the cross. Pastor Kelly, for a long time now, has shared on a number of occasions about the agony that Christ went through on the cross for us. The purpose of all that was so that he could purchase us back. We were being held ransom by Satan, by this world system, and he paid the ransom, his own blood, so that we could be restored to him. So he was willing to pay the price of all that pain and suffering. In 1 Peter 3:18, it says that Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. Christ suffered one time. He paid the price, the righteous for the unrighteous. Why? So that he could bring us to God. That's how much he values us, that he was willing to pay the price that he paid in being humiliated, being ridiculed, being beaten, tortured, and then ultimately being crucified. So that's what we are worth. Well, how do we respond to that? How do we deal with someone putting that high of a value on us? Well, a number of things for us to think about. Are you thankful for the price that was paid for you? Have you really thought about what Jesus was willing to do for your sake just so that he could have a relationship with you? So that you wouldn't be condemned to hell forever, but that you'd be able to be with Jesus, with God, with the church forever? How about the value we put on other image bearers? Do you grant them the same value? They also bear the image of God. Well, what about that guy who cuts you off on the highway? Or that person in Meijer who buys the last 12 packs of Charmin? You know, what do you think about those folks? And how do you value them? How do you show that they have the same value that we ourselves do? Or consider this question. Do you value God? How much do you value God? How much are you willing to pay to be able to have a relationship with God? To be able to talk with Him? To care about what He cares about? To do what He would like us to do? Are you willing to pay the same kind of sacrifice that Christ paid for you? What evidence is there of the love that you have for God and the value that you place on Him? What price would you pay? Just some things to think about as we recognize the price that Jesus paid for us on the cross. May God be with you as we go through this time from Good Friday to Easter Sunday.
This has been a message from Gaines Church in Caledonia, Michigan. We'd love to have you join us at one of our Sunday services. Visit GainesChurch.org for more information. One life, one hope, one destination.